greatest rock and roll songs in history. Satisfaction, the Rolling Stones. Local news, timeless hits. A Goodwill store in central Pennsylvania recently listed a single Lego piece for sale, $15 online, but it ended up being a very, very expensive Lego piece. You see, it's a rare gold mask made from actual 14-karat gold. Lego only made 30 of them, so the store instead sold it at auction for just over $18,000. It's the most a single Lego piece has ever been sold for. The only thing I know about Legos, if you step on one with your bare foot, it hurts. 8 o'clock on the nose.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Michael Wallace. Some Southern California residents are evacuating with heavy rain, raising concerns about possible mudslides and flooding.
I still have PTSD from the fire.
Sophia Vidal's Altadena home of 28 years burned in the Eaton fire. She moved to a friend's home in nearby Sierra Madre, but during last month's heavy rains, 5 feet of mud pushed onto the driveway there.
This is my third evacuation in 2 months. So here I am with my car, my dog, my cat, and my chickens.
CBS's Carter Evans reports some areas are getting an inch of rain an hour. Police say a Connecticut woman kept her stepson locked in their home for more than 20 years. The 32-year-old man lit a fire so he could escape. He weighs 68 pounds. Ioannis Kaloidis is the stepmother's attorney.
Absolutely not true. He was not locked in a room. She did not restrain him in any way. She provided food. She provided shelter. She is blown away by these allegations.
The stepson claims he only got 2 cups of water a day. Senior U.S. officials have arrived in Moscow to discuss a proposed 30-day ceasefire with Ukraine. A Russian official says that pause would only serve as a breather for Ukraine's military. The Kremlin wants a long-term deal. Here's Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky through an interpreter.
Today, everything depends on whether Russia wants a ceasefire or whether it wants to continue killing people. Because America has demonstrated its steps and position, and Ukraine has demonstrated its position very clearly.
In Washington, a government shutdown is looming larger. There are not enough votes in the Senate to approve the House's stopgap spending bill. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is pushing a plan put together by Democrats.
I hope our Republican colleagues will join us to avoid a shutdown on Friday.
CBS's Vicki Barker reports there have been some unexplained comings and goings at Gitmo.
Since taking office, the Trump administration has spent $16 million transporting 290 migrants deemed dangerous to the U.S. base at Guantanamo in Cuba before deporting them to other countries. But now the New York Times reports that 40 men flown out there in recent weeks have suddenly been flown back to the U.S. Not clear why, but it comes just days before a federal judge is due to hear a major challenge to aspects of the policy.
Police in Southern California are searching for whoever was behind a swatting incident at Loma Linda Medical Center last night. The caller claimed there was a gunman in the hospital. Staff and patients barricaded themselves in rooms.
I just did everything I could to get with the nurses to try to barricade down and protect all the kids on the floor that I could.
Police say they do have some leads and hope to catch a suspect. Futures are lower this morning. Dow futures down 100, NASDAQ futures down 108. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A memorial is growing at 16th and Taylor in Racine following a high-speed collision that has now resulted in the death of a 17-year-old girl. Homicide charges are now likely for the death of Tyrena Scales. Police say the crash happened when Salvador Coronado's Camaro struck a vehicle carrying 5 teenagers while being pursued by police. The body found in Lake Michigan near Kenosha's Eichelman Park has been identified as 18-year-old Kyla Sobchak. She'd been missing since December 17th. Kenosha police say they're investigating. A Burlington woman has been charged with a felony for allegedly hiding her 13-year-old daughter from the child's father for 6 days. The incident led to an extensive search operation. 36-year-old Luisa Asala is now being held on a $20,000 bond. Big issues were debated last night. Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel talked about crucial issues including abortion rights, election laws, and public sector unions. The April 1st election, just 3 weeks away, will determine the court's ideological balance. And the Racine County Eye has a new feature explaining zoning regulations. They make it interesting, and you'll learn how Mount Pleasant allocates what they've got. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Packer players moving on. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL Free Agency. Two Packer players have signed with other teams. Center Josh Myers, a one-year contract with the Jets. Running back A.J. Dillon joins the Eagles, also a one-year deal. Men's college basketball, the Badgers taking on Northwestern today in the Big Ten tournament. Marquette against Xavier in the Big East tourney. In Madison, Sarah Williams says she's entering a transfer portal after 3 years on the Wisconsin women's basketball team. NBA Bucks basketball tonight. They host the L.A. Lakers. And Shaquille O'Neal had this to say about former Bucks player and business mentor Junior Bridgman, who died on Tuesday.
Yeah, this one really hit hard for me. They always tell us stories about how 75% of athletes 0 to 5 years after they're done playing go broke. You know, a lot of people don't know this, but I've patterned my whole business acumen after Junior Bridgman. This one hurts a lot.
That's Shaquille O'Neal with Sports on Mike Clemens.
We are tracking a powerful spring storm system that could bring a few showers and thunderstorms tomorrow evening into tomorrow night. A couple of those could be strong to severe, especially to the southwest. Then more rain Saturday with rain changing to little snow on Sunday. Today, though, sunshine 50. Tomorrow, partly cloudy in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
We, in one generation, have gone so far from any kind of toughness. If you think about it, no matter how old you are here tonight, your parents were twice as tough as you. And their parents were twice as tough as them. And it keeps getting tougher as you go back. My father, three jobs, went to school at night, built a house, served in a war, did all these things. It gets to the point where I have built none of these things. If I just go to the bank and the dry cleaners... I need a nap.
For the night time, to forget the day, Save up a tight time. Baby, chase it away. Chase it away. I get a relaxation. Now,
Neil Diamond, thank the Lord for the nighttime. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Sunshiny today with a high near 48. Partly cloudy tonight, lows 41. Partly sunny with a high near 57 tomorrow. Sunshine Saturday, 59. The high chance of morning rain or snow showers on Sunday. Otherwise, a partly sunny, nice day with a high near 43. Right now, it's sunny and 31 degrees here at Radio Park. All right. People on social media are sharing examples of things that seem to scream, I have no life. Here are some of them. Nonstop complaining about other people. That would be me. The person at work who monitors how often people are at their computer. Posting everything about your personal business and drama on social media, and more specifically, people who spend all day arguing with strangers on Facebook and bots on Twitter also, or simply just being on social media all the time. Being way too invested in the lives of reality TV stars and being emotionally invested in the British royal family. That screams, I have no life. I know my my wife likes to follow the British family, but I think she's got a life. But I might have to rethink that. Here's Linda Ronstadt, Different Drum, WRJN.
You and I travel to the beat of a different drum.
Park to Sturdivant. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
I'm a girl watcher. I'm a girl watcher. Watching girls go by. I'm a girl watcher. Here comes one now. I was just a boy.
tour, I found a new pastime. Well, all whenever I detect members of the other sex, I play the game, I do so well. Oh, I'm a girl watcher, I'm a girl watcher, watching girls go by. I'm a girl watcher, I'm a girl watcher, here comes one now.
Timeless Hits with the Occasions and Girl Watcher. Local news and Timeless Hits here at WRJN. All right, Easter's coming up. About 2 weeks. Yeah, 2 weeks to Easter. You don't have to wait that long to smell like Easter. Last year, Peeps body spray was spotted on shelves at the discount chain Five Below for $5 a piece. They came in two different colors, pink and yellow. The yellow smelled like marshmallows. The pink smelled like strawberry cream. I love Peeps. I don't want to smell like them, but I like to eat them, yeah.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Dolly Parton told Oprah Winfrey that she thought she would be a great mother. Parton elaborated, saying she and her recently deceased husband, Carl Thomas Dean, ultimately decided not to have kids because Parton wanted the freedom to pursue her career and be a mother to all children. That is so Dolly Parton. Parton said at one point they even had a name picked out if they had a girl, but decided against it. I'm guessing it was Dolly Jr.? Billy Joel is putting his health before his tour. The 75-year-old music icon has wisely chosen to postpone working the road so he can rehab after a recent medical procedure. Joel's camp says he will take 4 months away from performing to get his health back. Joel expects to make a full recovery and will resume his tour in Pittsburgh on July 5th of this year. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey Kenosha, this is Carl Bryant, and I'm running for the KUSD School Board to bring accountability and strong leadership to our schools. With prior experience on the KUSD School Board and at the Wisconsin DPI, I know how to ensure taxpayer dollars are spent wisely, improving student achievement, addressing student safety, and making our district more accountable. Early voting runs from March 18th to the 28th, or you can vote in person on April 1st. Vote Carl Bryant for responsible leadership on the KUSD School Board. Authorized and paid for by the committee to elect Carl Bryant. Andre Scanlon, Treasurer.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Celebrate St. Patrick's Day in style. Kick up your heels this Saturday night from 7 to 11 as the Southern Wisconsin All Airborne Chapter invites you to the St. Patrick's Day dance at the Broadstops Parkway Chateau. Live festive music from yesterday's children, a dance contest, a dress contest, and plenty of raffles. Admission is just $10 with proceeds directly benefiting severely wounded warriors. Don't miss this chance to dance, celebrate, and support our revered heroes this Saturday night at the Broadstops Parkway Chateau. See you there.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. March's Pizza of the Month is Pure Irish Luck. Introducing the corned beef pizza. Baked to perfection with a golden olive oil base, it's loaded with tender corned beef, tangy sauerkraut, hearty white potatoes, and melty Swiss cheese. Only available for a limited time, so grab one before it's gone. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Let me be your love and daddy back. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Let me be,
oh, let him be
your daddy back. I don't want to be a tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't want to be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. But as I want to be your teddy bear, put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. Baby, let me be around you every night. Run your fingers through my hair and cuddle me real tight. Let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. I don't want to be your tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't want to be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. Cause I wanna be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let it be
your teddy bear. Oh, let me be,
oh, let it be your teddy bear.
Elvis Presley, Teddy Bear, T22, local news and timeless hits at WRJN. A birthday boy today, Neil Sedaka, 86 years old. Wow, 86. He looks great. I just saw a picture of him. He looks fantastic. And he's been married to the same lady for 63 years. Wow. Happy birthday, Neil Sedaka. As a matter of fact, we have two Neil Sedaka hits in a row for you. A double shot of Neil on his birthday today. How's that sound, huh?
Do-do-do-down, do-be-do-down, down. Comma-comma, down, do-be-do-down, down. Comma-comma, down, do-be-do-down, down. Breaking up is hard to do. Don't take your love away from me. Don't you leave my heart in misery. If you go, then I'll be blue. Cause breaking up is hard to do. Remember when you held me tight and you kissed me all through the night. Think of all that we've been through, and breaking up is hard to do. They say that breaking up is hard to do. Now I know. Breaking up.
I'm aglow.
August.
When you're on the beach, you steal the show. Yeah, yeah, my heart's in a whirl. I love, I love, I love my little calendar girl every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Of the
Neil Sedaka, Calendar Girl. It's 8:28 at WRJN. Do you remember the Seinfeld episode where Elaine was dating a guy named Joel Rifkin? He just happened to have the same name as a prolific serial killer. He wasn't the guy. He just happened to have the same name. If you think that was tough, as recently as 10 years ago, the country with the most citizens named Hitler was Peru. 2,300 citizens with the last name of Hitler. That's got to be a tough name to get around. I don't know any Hitlers in this country, do you? Man, that's worse than Charles Manson. Here come the folks, 5 o'clock world.
Up every morning just to keep a job. I gotta find my way through the hustle and mob. Sounds of the city pounding in my brain while another day goes down the drain.
WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There's now a memorial growing at 16th and Taylor in Racine. That's where there was a high-speed collision Sunday that's now resulted in the death of a 17-year-old girl. Tyrena Scales was pronounced dead Tuesday after being injured in the crash. Four other teenagers were also injured. Police say it happened when a Camaro driven by Salvador Coronado struck the teenager's vehicle at 16th and Taylor. Police say Coronado was being chased after getting clocked at 90 miles an hour. The suspect is injured with likely homicide charges pending when he recovers. The woman found in the lake Sunday had been missing since December. The Kenosha County Medical Examiner's Office has identified the body found in Lake Michigan off Kenosha's shore near Eichelman Park. They say it was Kayla Sobchak, an 18-year-old woman who had been missing since December 17th. Kenosha police say they are investigating the woman's death. Despite recent federal funding cuts to education programs across Wisconsin, Racine Unified won't take a hit. RacineCountyEye.com has a story today about why RUSD won't feel the cut. Read more online. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
We are tracking a powerful spring storm system that could bring a few showers and thunderstorms tomorrow evening into tomorrow night. A couple of those could be strong to severe, especially to the southwest. Then more rain Saturday with rain changing to little snow on Sunday. Today, though, sunshine 50. Tomorrow, partly cloudy in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
I want things to be easy. Even when you get a massage, even some things that are supposed to be nothing but relaxing can be stressful, right? You ever had a massage and they spend the whole time pointing at your stress? Basically like rubbing you, go, whoa, what's going on here? Wow. You got a huge knot. Oh, that is a huge knot. Wow, could be a tumor, might be a tumor. Probably not. Probably not. I'm just letting you know. Just get it checked out for later. For now, relax. Don't worry about it right now. Right now, you're getting a massage. Deal with it at 4 o'clock. I used to live in L.A. There was a Thai massage place. It was $35. It was incredible. The way they kept the price so low, the whole family worked there. That's how they kept it low. And I just thought that was amazing. My family could never work at a massage place together. We're not cooperative enough, you know? We'd be in the back going, no, you massage that guy. No, we had an agreement. You take bad toe people. I take heavy breathers. He's got a weird toe. I'll do him socks only.
It's all okay.
Ringo Starr. It don't come easy. Local news and timeless hits at WRGN. He's doing an NBC special. I don't know if it was on yet or it's coming on soon. It's Ringo at the Ryman. Now, if you don't know what the Ryman is, it's in Nashville. It is the cathedral for country music artists. This is where the legend of legends of country music performed on stage at the Ryman. I took a tour there once. As a matter of fact, it's still, when I say cathedral, they have pews set up. It's not seating. It's bench pews like a church. And that's what they call it for country music. Now, the question becomes, why is Ringo performing there? Does he do country music and I'm not aware of it? Ringo at the Ryman. All right. Johnny Rivers, the poor side of town. It's 837 local news. Timeless hits at WRJN.
How can you tell me how much you missed me when the last time I saw you, you wouldn't even kiss me? That rich guy you've been seeing must have put you down. So welcome back, baby, to the poor side of town. To him, you were nothing but a little plaything. Not much more than an overnight fling. Thing this boy had ever found. And girl, it's hard to find nice things on the poor side of town. I can't blame you for trying. I'm trying to make it too. Just can't make it without you. So tell me, are you gonna stay now? Will you stand by me, girl, all the way now? With you by my side, keep us down. Together we can make it, baby, from the poor side of town. Down.
Cecilia, Simon & Garfunkel, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I can remember when to go to a Broadway musical, it was about $8, $10 top ticket. Usually $8 was the top when my mother used to go back in the 60s. $8. That has all changed. Othello, starring Denzel Washington and Jake Gyllenhaal on Broadway, just set the record for the highest grossing week for a Broadway play. The average ticket price to see Denzel and Jake on Broadway in Othello, $338. The most I ever paid for a Broadway musical was $125 apiece. This is insane. $338 a ticket. For those who have never gone to a Broadway play or musical before, the seats are so uncomfortable. These theaters are over 100 years old, and people must have been shorter back then with shorter legs. It is so uncomfortable to sit in these Broadway theaters because they haven't changed them at all. They maybe reupholstered the seats, and that's about it.
Hi, this is Mike at your CBD store in Racine. We're excited to introduce Nero Water Soluble CBD, the innovative way to experience faster, more effective relief for managing stress, pain, neurological issues, or just want to boost your overall wellness. Nero Water Soluble CBD absorbs quickly, delivers results within 5 to 10 minutes. We offer expert advice, friendly service, and a full range of high-quality CBD products. Your CBD store, Racine. Wellness that works. On the corner of 31 and Spring Street. Let us help change your life one drop at a time.
There's nothing quite like the rich aroma of slow-cooked brisket or the sweet scent of a homemade pie fresh from the oven. At Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, every cut of meat is smoked low and slow to perfection. Every dessert and pie is made from scratch. From fluffy pancakes at breakfast to a warm, hearty soup with lunch, flavor and love can be found in every bite and served all day. Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, open Tuesday through Sunday, 7 to 2 on Durand Avenue in Sturtevant, one block west of School Days Mall. Stop on by.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's political action committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
We're getting down to the nitty-gritty where the rubber meets the road. Any more cliches I can come up with? We're getting down to the end of the high school basketball season. Dick Graceff is here. Got a big game tonight. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, Dan, we got Waterford and Whitnall playing tonight at Wellmont High School. And it's interesting because these two teams played in a Christmas tournament over the holidays, and Waterford came out victorious. So we're hoping, keeping our fingers crossed, that Waterford can do it again tonight.
Okay, so what? Now this is a sectional, right? What does a sectional mean?
Okay, sectional means you're two games from advancing to the state tournament. So you would have to win tonight, and you would have to win a game on Saturday, and we already have one of our four teams. They played their sectional semifinal last night, the Prairie School. We did not air that game, but that got switched kind of quickly, so we didn't have enough time to if we wanted to do it or not. But anyways, the Prairie School was already advanced to the sectional finals to play on Saturday, so congratulations to them. But our game tonight should be very exciting. I don't see it being real high scoring, but I think Waterford is the better team.
Okay, so which of our local teams are left, if any?
Okay, so we have Racine Lutheran. They'll be playing Milwaukee Academy of Science tonight. As I mentioned, the Prairie School, they beat Cambridge last night to advance to the sectional finals. And then you have our game, Waterford, and then Racine Park is playing Greenfield tonight. So it's exciting. We have four teams left.
And three of them are playing tonight.
Three of them are playing tonight, yes.
How do you decide which game to do?
Well, two things. You try to spread the wealth when you have 10 schools that you're covering during the year, and also you try to pick an exciting game. So you could go wrong either way tonight, either doing the game we're doing or the Greenfield Park also would have been a good game, but we just did Park, you know, Saturday night, so we switched it up a little bit.
Well, you can only have your butt in one place at one time, so...
That's right.
It comes down to this. So, a quick review. Tonight, the sectional playoffs, Waterford versus Whitnall. That will be at Wilmot. That's the Wilmot Union High School. Pregame 6:30, tip-off 7 p.m. And if you say, well, I'm going to be out of town, what do I do? Well, you can still hear it at dgsports.mixlr.com. That's dgsports.mixlr.com. That's the stream. And if you're in town, you can hear it right here at WRJN at 1400 AM, 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha. Again, the game is Waterford versus Whitnall at Wilmot Union High School, pregame 6:30, tip-off 7 p.m. Now, when do we get the information for the what's up next?
Later tonight, I would say by 10 o'clock, 10:30, all the scores should be in, and then we'll decide, hopefully. Well, again, we have one team that's already advanced,
yeah.
The Prairie School. I'll decide tonight then, around 10:30, which game we'll do on Saturday.
All right, let me know so we can talk about it in the morning. I can announce it.
Yes, I will do that.
All right, Dick Graceffer, you do well. Stay well, and take care of your family, and also we'll hear you tonight, 6:30, pregame here on WRJN. You stay well.
Thanks, Don.
Talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Dick Graceffa watching the sports for us, the high school sports. Not only we high school sports, but the Racine Raiders are back on WRJN. They took a little hiatus, but Civic Media brought them back to WRJN where they belong. They have family here. So you could hear the... all the action of Racine Raiders football every Saturday night starting May 3rd, only here on WRJN.
Well, since she put me down, I've been up doing in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. But Ronnie, you look so fine.
Help me, Rhonda, help me, Rhonda, help me, Rhonda, help me, Rhonda.
Boys, Help Me Rhonda, local news. Timeless hits at WRJN. Sunshine today with a high near 48. Right now, sunny 31 at Radio Park. It's been there all morning. All right, did you ever go to a store and they ask you to round up for charity? In other words, you have 14 cents and then they say, well, round it up and donate it to charity. All right, well, you know, 14 cents is 14 cents. Do you know what that comes up to? It adds up. A report found campaigns like that where you round up brought in $749 million to charities. Whoa! So when you do round up, it does make a difference, I guess, huh? Yeah. Gary Lewis and the Playboys. Don't you know she's just my style? Local news, Timeless Hits at 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 Kenosha, and 1400 AM everywhere.
Every time I see her, she don't even look my way. Maybe she will notice me, but then what would I say?
She's just my style. Local news, Timeless Hits at WRGN. I want to thank my guest, Katie Humphrey from Bell City Brass Works, coming in today. They have a concert coming up this Sunday, 3 p.m. Songs and Dreams, the music of the Emerald Isle. It's at UW Parkside at the Francis Bedford Theater. Admission absolutely free. Runs about an hour, hour and a half. Just great music. Songs of Ireland. Just in time for St. Patrick's Day. Funny how that worked out, huh? Sunny. Sunday at 3 p.m. I'm Don Rosen. I will catch you bright and early tomorrow morning. Well, dark and early. 6 a.m. Coming up next, we've got Dan Marcus and the Wax Museum. Kurt Ballman at 2 and Chris Morrow at 6. Don't forget, we got high school basketball coming up. Pregame 6:30 tonight. Sectional playoffs with Dick Graceffa right here at WRJN. But right now, here's Bobby Sherman. Julie, do you love me? Have a great day. Enjoy your morning next with Dan Marcus.
Being alone at night makes me sad, girl. Yet brings me down, all right. Tossing and turning and freezing.
Julie, are you thinking of me?
much fun together. I was sure that you were mine, but leaving you, baby, is driving me crazy. It's got me wondering all the time.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Police in Connecticut will hold a news conference later this hour about the woman who allegedly kept her stepson locked up for decades. WFSB